chew. He won't touch the horror, won't light the menorah. And it's not a lie, he ain't even circumcised. Boy, coin, operated goy. I'm not so sure that he's kosher, despite what is in the brochure. Everything he eats is wrapped in ham. Plus he tried the pork meat in the can. I should go and ask my rabbi if it's a sin if he and I do it through a small hole in a sheet. Just big enough to slip my kosher meat. Groin, masticated joy, oh boy. Coin, operated goy. Can't hang with the moils, he ain't got the coils. I say we convoy him, it ain't gonna hoid him. Or maybe down below, he will have to undergo groin, operation ploy. His breast will preform to make his schmuck deformed. The moil gets a dollar if he makes him holler. To make his schmuck more slim, we'll chop off his foreskin. Give it to the Vader. He'll bless it for Seder. We'll nosh on it later. Alive on, 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 operated boy, oh boy.
Heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim, Merry f***ing Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and f***ing celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry f***ing Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus.